This is Derek Bullard for Reaching Out to the Community on CJMQ 88.9 FM. We take a look back at the magical day we shared at Square Queen on Saturday, November 30th. Santa's arrival marked the official start of the holiday season here in Sherbrooke, and a few days later, the joy and excitement still linger in the air. Family, friends, and local organizations came together for an unforgettable day filled with festive cheer. One of the most heartwarming moments was a performance by the Chorale de Cégep de Sherbrooke, whose voices truly captivated the spirit of the season. Their harmonies were the perfect backdrop to an already magical day, adding warmth and charm to the festivities. Santa's arrival was, of course, the highlight of the event, drawing families from across the region. Nicholas, a local resident, shared his experience with us.
I saw the event on Facebook, and my two kids were with me today, so I had the chance to come with them, yeah.
Okay, so how old are your kids?
One and four, okay. Yeah.
So they're looking forward to seeing Santa today.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting for, okay. Yeah.
Nicholas from Sherbrooke left a heartfelt festive greeting to all the listeners at CJMQ.
Happy holidays, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
The holiday market in Lennoxville was buzzing with activity, offering local crafts, delicious treats, and plenty of opportunities to connect with the community. Longtime Eastern Townships resident George McNabb, who's been part of the region for 80 years, reflected on the event.
I went to the book sale and wanted to come over here and see this. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The result of the community's enthusiasm is clear. Events like this are now replacing the one-day street festival that used to occur, evolving into an ongoing series of celebrations throughout the year. Square Queen has become a hub for many shows and activities, with events scheduled all summer long. We asked Lennoxville's borough president Claude Charron about the next event on the calendar.
Normally we have a winter fun day that we do at Addo Beaver Park. So that's coming up in February. In our lantern paper, if you have four.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we use it for.
Where can we get an edition of that?
Oh, you can get it at borough office or the library has some. There are all of a few businesses in town have them, so you can pick Clarks and Son there, so you can pick some up. Because we had problems with the postal issues, so I've been walking around. I've delivered the whole core of the city here has been delivered by hand.
We also met with the folks from the Lennoxville and District Women's Center who are behind Secret Santa, an initiative aimed at ensuring families in need can still experience the magic of the holidays.
So we're going to help spread some holiday cheer during this magical time of the year, and we're going to support families in our community that might not be able to
afford the Christmas presents and stuff like that, because it's hard for people living now, especially with the food insecurity and that, it's hard for families to put out a little extra for presents for the kids.
So application deadline for Secret Santa is Tuesday, December 10th. So if you know of a family that could benefit from this initiative, there's still time to sign them up. Thank you so much. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hearing about organizations that do this kind of work reminds us of the incredible generosity and compassion within our community. We also had the chance to speak with Lydia, who shared her story about Champlain College and its support for sarcoma cancer research, a cause close to her heart.
Yes, so we've already raised $8,000, and that was our goal. So last year, we supported Maison de la Lumière, and we made $4,000. And so this year, we decided to double it. We made $8,000, and we're still counting. So
CJMQ 88.9 was fortunate to be a part of this incredible day, and we had the chance and opportunity to speak to many members of the community, local merchants, and local organizations. The whole event was hosted on air by Daniel Coulomb, who kept the energy high with his music and engaging presence. We were also inspired by the tireless efforts of Serge Langlois from Entreprendre Sherbrooke and his entire team of volunteers, as well as the generous support from the city of Sherbrooke and local businesses that made this event at Square Queen a success. For Reaching Out to the Community, I'm Derek Bullard, and you're tuned to CJMQ 88.9 FM.